From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, the White House says that U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping agreed that the Strait of Hormuz must remain open and that Iran can never have nuclear weapons. South Korea's military sends a technical team to Dubai to determine the cause of an explosion and fire aboard the HMM Namu cargo ship. And the government and Samsung Electronics call for further discussions with the firm's largest labor union to avert a general strike, while the union dismisses the proposal. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Chen. The White House says U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping have agreed that the Strait of Hormuz must remain open and that Iran can never have nuclear weapons. According to the official White House summary of Thursday's bilateral summit in Beijing, the two leaders agreed that the Strait of Hormuz must remain open to support the free flow of global energy. Supplementing the summary, U.S. officials said both nations agreed that no country or organization should be allowed to charge tolls to pass through international waterways like the Strait. The White House said President Xi expressed interest in increasing imports of U.S. crude oil in an effort to reduce China's dependence on the Strait of Hormuz. Chinese President Xi Jinping emphasized coexistence between China and the United States during his summit with U.S. President Donald Trump on Thursday, invoking the concept of Thucydides' trap, which suggests that conflict can arise between a rising power and an established power. According to China's state-run Xinhua News Agency, Xi said stable China-U.S. relations would benefit the world and that major powers should pursue the path of coexistence. Xi reportedly said that whether the two countries can overcome the Thucydides trap and establish a new model of relations between major powers is a historic question that the leaders of both nations need to answer together. He also stressed that the two sides should pursue cooperation rather than a trade war, saying there are no winners in trade conflicts and that bilateral economic ties are based on mutual benefits and win-win cooperation. At the same time, Xi warned Trump that Taiwan is the most important issue in bilateral relations and said mishandling the matter could push the two superpowers into conflict. South Korea's military has sent a technical analysis team to Dubai to conduct a scientific assessment and determine the cause of an explosion and fire aboard the South Korean-operated HMM Namu cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz last week. In a press notice on Thursday, Seoul's Defense Ministry said the team was dispatched the previous day to support government efforts to clarify the facts through on-site inspections, analysis of the evidence, and cooperation with relevant countries. At a regular press briefing on Thursday, the ministry's deputy spokesperson, Lee Kyung-ho, said the team is composed of about 10 experts from the Agency for Defense Development and other organizations who departed Wednesday night. The government's initial investigation of the damaged vessel that was towed to a Dubai port involved drone and missile experts from the agency. Seoul, meanwhile, plans to conduct a separate analysis of the debris from the aerial objects that struck the ship after transporting them to South Korea. The government and Samsung Electronics have called for further discussions with the company's largest labor union to avert a general strike, while the union has dismissed the proposal, saying there is no reason for more negotiations. The government and the company's management said in a media statement on Thursday that they propose holding further talks with the union on Saturday to resolve differences. The second round of mediated negotiations regarding performance-based bonuses broke down early Wednesday, triggering the countdown to a general strike slated to begin May 21st. The union previously announced plans to initiate an 18-day strike unless its demands are met, which includes setting bonuses at 15% of operating profit, eliminating the payout cap, and establishing a standardized bonus system. Union Representative Choi Seung-ho told reporters Thursday that further discussions are unnecessary unless there is an agreement to ensure greater transparency in the company's performance-based bonus structure. South Korea's first quarter fiscal deficit has fallen from a year earlier to a six-year low driven by robust tax gains. According to data released by the Ministry of Planning and Budget on Thursday, the nation's managed fiscal balance, or the consolidated fiscal balance minus Social Security funds, posted a deficit of 39.6 trillion won, were about $26.6 billion U.S. in the January to March period. This marks an improvement of 21.7 trillion won from the same period in 2025 and the smallest shortfall since 2020. The government's revenue totaled 188.8 trillion won in the first 3 months, while total expenditures stood at 211.6 trillion won. Tax revenue reached 108.8 trillion won in the January to March period, up 15.5 trillion won from a year earlier. K-pop group BTS will perform at the first-ever halftime show at the 2026 FIFA World Cup Final. According to FIFA on Thursday, BTS will take the stage alongside pop stars Madonna and Shakira during the halftime show at MetLife Stadium just outside New York City on July 19th. The upcoming performance will mark the first halftime show ever to be held during a FIFA World Cup Final. FIFA said the halftime show will be broadcast live worldwide and curated by Coldplay's Chris Martin. The organization added that characters from Sesame Street and The Muppets will also appear in the lineup, promising a show that's entertaining for audiences of all ages. The South Korean government has approved a visit by a North Korean women's football team. The Unification Ministry issued a statement Thursday that the Pyongyang-based Naeguhyang Women's FC will arrive in Suwon, south of Seoul, on Sunday to face Suwon FC women in the semifinals of the Asian Football Confederation Women's Champions League. This will be the first appearance by a North Korean sports team on South Korean soil since the International Table Tennis Federation World Tour Grand Finals in Incheon in December 2018, and the first visit by a women's football squad from the North since the Asian Games in Incheon in 2014. The 39-member team is scheduled to stay from May 17th to 24th. Under the Inter-Korean Exchange and Cooperation Act, North Korean nationals must receive individual government approval to enter South Korea. As the nation braces for an early, intense summer, the government will launch a surveillance system to monitor heat-related illnesses. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency announced Thursday that it will launch its heat-related illness surveillance system 5 days ahead of schedule. The system, which involves more than 500 medical institutions across the country, will run from Friday through September 30th, tracking heat-related cases at emergency wards, and the agency will release daily tallies. The Korea Meteorological Administration forecasts above-average temperatures for May and June with a 50% probability and for July with a 60% probability. Scattered showers are expected in the Jeolla provinces and western South Gyeongsang province through Thursday evening. Hot conditions will continue nationwide on Friday, with daytime highs in most regions forecast to exceed 30 degrees Celsius. Morning lows are expected to range from 10 to 17 degrees Celsius, with Seoul starting the day at 17 degrees. Afternoon highs will range between 22 and 32 degrees nationwide, with Seoul expected to reach 32 degrees. Strong sunshine is expected to push the UV index to the very high level, prompting calls for caution during outdoor activities. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Choi.